Do you know that God is awesome? Not just like, you know, hey, such an awesome God. Yes, he is awesome that way as well, but we use it too colloquially. But do you know that he is the king of heaven and earth? He reigns and rules. You look at the stars and the galaxies and all of these majestic things. He made each one of them. He is high above everything else. And how many of you, when you were assembling some furniture or something, would really like to have a manual with you? Yeah, I'm a manual user. I literally go step by step. I do not skip steps. So I find it very helpful to just go by a manual. And when we approach such an awesome God as ours, it's nice to have a manual that helps us with, hey, how are we supposed to approach him? Because you can't just stroll into his presence and be like, hey, buddy, yeah, God is awesome. He is mighty. So when we come into his presence, we got to come with thanksgiving and praise. That's what the Bible tells us. How do we give this praise? This is Psalm 66. I'm reading from Psalm 66. This is the ESV version. It says, shout for joy to God, all the earth. Does it say some people? No. Does it say only the singers shout, the rest just chill? No, it says, shout for joy to God, all the earth. Sing the glory of his name. Give to him glorious praise. And what shall we say to him when we give him glorious praise? It says, say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies come cringing to you. All the earth worships you and sings praises to you. They sing praises to your name. Amen. This is a God that we serve, and we come to him with shouts of joy, with praises, with thanksgiving, with testimonies of what he has done, either in the Bible, in history, or in your own life. And that is how we come into his presence. How many of you want to come into the presence of a holy God this morning? Amen. Yeah, so let's start with shouting and singing his name, and we'll take it on from there.
Yahweh, 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 Revelation 5 verse 11 says, "Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000s times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they sang, 'Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise.' Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them singing, 'To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor, glory and power forever and ever.' The four living creatures said, 'Amen,' and the elders fell down and worshipped." Lord, what a beautiful picture of heaven. Lord, we want to join the angels and the saints in heaven and worship you this morning, Lord Jesus, because you are worthy of praise. Amen.
Elders and the cherubim, everybody just bowing down and worshiping you, Lord. Lord God, we just thank you that, Lord Jesus, that you made the way Holy of Holies for us. You made the way for us to come before Father. You shared your Father with us. And Lord God, this morning we just rejoice in that. We are so overwhelmed with your unfailing love. We are so overwhelmed with every single thing that you've just poured out upon us so generously. What a generous God you are, Lord.
Jesus.
What a generous God you are, Lord. We just thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. And this morning, Lord, we give you 1,000 kisses, Lord Jesus. And we just hug you, Lord God. We thank you that because of Jesus, we can come so close to you. We can enjoy your presence where we find rest and where we find just comfort. love overflowing. We bless you this morning, Lord, with 1,000 praises, which even that is not sufficient, Lord. But we praise you, Lord, and we praise you, and we will keep praising you. Amen.
Holy. bones will sing.
And things like that. We say, God, here am I, all of me. You can have me, a living sacrifice to you, Lord. You are a worthy God, worthy of my whole life. Such a wonderful God that we serve.
Face is all I see.
Amen. Come, let's break bread in His presence this morning.
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 24 and 25. And we can even read from verse 23, where Paul writes, "For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night He was betrayed, took bread," verse 24, "and when He had given thanks, He broke it and said, 'This is My body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of Me.' In the same way, after supper, He took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in My blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of Me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes.'" You know, over the last 3 weeks, we've been doing the Get Committed. And one of the values we have at Word of Grace is we say, hey, we want to obey God's word in the Bible. And God's word, Jesus' command, is to break that bread and drink that juice in remembrance of His death and resurrection, to proclaim that. And so when we partake of the bread, which represents Jesus' body, and the juice, which represents Jesus' blood, what are we doing? We are proclaiming and saying, Jesus died for our sins. Hallelujah. All our sins are forgiven. The worst sins we have committed are forgiven. That is the great assurance we have, that one day when we face the judgment, we will not be judged. Wow. Isn't that great news? You know? And Romans 4 verse 25 says this. Romans chapter 4 verse 25. What did His death accomplish? He was delivered over to death for our sins. Romans 4:25. Yeah? He was delivered over to death for our sins. That's so good to know. Okay? And then it says, and was raised to life for our justification. That means through His resurrection, His goodness and righteousness has been passed on to us. So when you eat the bread this morning and you drink the juice, yeah, you are saying, Jesus, thank You that You died for my sins. And I have been given Your righteousness. Amen. Thank You, Jesus. Come. Can we? This is for anybody who has put their faith in Jesus. You are welcome to participate in the Lord's Supper and the bread and the juice. But if you've not yet done that, just let the bread and the juice pass by. All right? So let's just pray. Come. Father, we thank You for sending Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. Thank You that all our sins are forgiven. Thank You that He was raised from the dead and His righteousness is now our righteousness, Lord. What a great gift we've received.
Deserve. It is gone, it is past.
we were fallen from grace, but you took on our shame and nailed it to the cross. What mercy, mercy, as endless as the sea. I'll sing your hallelujah, for I